From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visited Pakistan Tuesday to meet with leaders there and reinforce the Trump administration's message that they need to take more action against the Taliban and other militant groups receiving support in the country. Secretary Tillerson briefly visited Afghanistan on a previously unannounced trip Monday, where he held a meeting with the President Ashraf Ghani and other top officials of the Afghan unity government. He said the U.S. relationship with Pakistan will be based on how Pakistan acts and that the goal is to create the opportunity for peace and stability both there and in Afghanistan. At the closing of the Chinese Communist Party Congress in Beijing Tuesday, the Constitution has been amended to add President Xi Jinping's name, an ideology putting him on equal footing with some of China's other notable leaders. Willie Lam is an adjunct professor in Chinese studies at Chinese University in Hong Kong.
The most important impact is that this provides the justification for Xi Jinping to become kind of Mao Zedong of the 21st century. This effectively means that he will stay in power for much longer than the usual 10 years.
A local official and an analyst say that residents of the Niger village, where four U.S. soldiers were killed this month, may have delayed the soldiers while an ambush was set up and they helped to lead the victims into a deadly trap. The village chief has now been arrested since that attack. It has lended to the credibility to the suspicion of local government involvement. He is now in government custody, according to several officials. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is meeting Tuesday with the majority of Republicans in the Senate, hoping to advance his plans to cut taxes for corporations in the middle class, even as he traded taunts with a key lawmaker, Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee. Mr. Trump is having lunch with the lawmakers, including Corker, on Capitol Hill amid wide discussions on the shape of his tax overhaul plan. The Senate last week approved the budget that could eventually lead to a $1.5 trillion tax cut during the coming decade that would add to the same amount to the country's ever-increasing $20 trillion national debt. Mr. Trump has called for passage of the tax legislation by the end of the year. House Speaker Paul Ryan says this deal is what Americans need and not just for businesses, as some have suggested.
So it's about these people who are struggling to get by. It's about giving those families a real break on their taxes so that you get to keep more of your own money in the first place. It's about making this system simpler and fairer, removing the hassles and the headaches to the point you can do your taxes on the form the size of the postcard, which Steve-O just showed you.
Meanwhile, Corker remains critical of the plan, but mostly the president.
You know, I've intervened. I've had private dinner. I've been with him on multiple occasions to try to create some kind of aspirational approach, if you will, to the way that he conducts himself. But I don't think that that's possible, and he's obviously not going to rise to the occasion as president.
Corker is retiring from Congress after the 2018 elections. Kenya's Chief Justice David Maraga has certified as urgent a case to stop Kenya's election with proceeding, and he's scheduled a Wednesday court hearing. Meanwhile, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has said that Thursday's presidential election must go on with or without the opposition candidate Raila Odinga, who's boycotting, insisting that the Election Commission is incapable of conducting a free and fair vote. U.S. Ambassador Robert Goodack expressed alarm over what he's calling the deteriorating political environment.
Inflammatory rhetoric, attacks on institutions, and growing insecurity all make holding a credible and fair poll more difficult.
Iran and Syria are developing even closer defense ties, as is evident in the recently concluded visit to Damascus by Chief of Staff of the Iranian Armed Forces Major General Mohammad Bakeri. The two countries signed a memorandum of understanding announcing plans for closer military cooperation and coordination. Hong Kong's highest court has freed two young pro-democracy activists on bail pending an appeal of their convictions. The Court of Final Appeal released Joshua Wong and Nathan Law Tuesday after they each posted a cash bail of $6,400. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.